Welcome to the podcast with Face, Pat, and Tiz.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast. Show of three friends separated by distance, connected by brotherhood, and have a weekly conversation that you can join in on. And as always, I'm one third of the partners. It's your boy Tiz, and I'm along with
the other third of the partners, the Padawan here. Mr. Your girl's looking at me while you're still there, sir. And I'm along with Dramatic Paul.
Let's face, damn it. Shit. Going on.
And shit is what you eat when you go against the feet.
Who eats shit?
Whoever's going against the feet. Sound like somebody got kicked in the face.
I just wanted to try to say something cool, and that shit did not go off well. So we're going to keep it on moving. Hey, guys. How you doing this week?
Sad.
How'd I think? As y'all can see, one major difference this week is being Pat in the same motherfucking room. So that's really dope. We got a new club here that we've formed, and you might be seeing this format for the foreseeable future. We'll get used to seeing two out of the three partners in the same place, and then we can get the third partner. Then you'll see us pretty much looking just like the avatar at the bottom on the screen. Left of your screen. Yeah. So make sure that y'all keep on supporting, because if y'all can get the bread up, then it makes sense. So keep on supporting, keep on sharing, keep on liking, keep on commenting, all that good shit. And yeah, we up in this bitch. Niggas, we have been here this week, man. How y'all been? I feel like it's been a minute.
Well, I've been okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Car issues once a fucking again, but at least I'm alive to deal with car issues. It could be another way around, but hey, I'm good. I'm Gucci. I'm here to deal with it. So that's always a positive. What about y'all, black people?
Okay. First of all, I've been down here in Atlanta since 2008. I had a good year run with my nigga Pat. And then he went back to Virginia. And he's back in Georgia. Been here for a minute. And for the past week, this has probably been the most time I've spent with my nigga. Since he's been back in Georgia. And he's been here almost 2.5-3 months. So I'm going to say this has been amazing. I'm really enjoying myself. We at Club Kids. We a club partner. We a club Tiz and Pat. We a club Pat. We a club Faith. We a club whatever you want to call the place where, you know, a partner can come in and make the shit and be comfortable. So that's where we at. I wish you was here to see the setup. Like, you could literally come in right now and do one of your burn it early or one of your shorts or whatever. I got set up for you to be able to do it however you want to do it. Like, I'm ready. So it feels good to finally have a space and a situation set up the way I want it, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? Like, still working on the background aesthetic. That's the part that I want to improve upon. However, as far as the actual logistics of shit, this is probably the closest I've gotten to, like, okay, I can host a real podcast here. We can really do the partners here. We could have I could have a third guest right now, and the shit will work. So that's the dope. You know what I mean? Like, it can work. In life is good. Financially, things are well. If things don't go well, financially things are well. So that's always a beautiful place to be in for a minute. Yeah, man, life good, man. Pat, how you feeling?
I'm chilling, man. I'm good, bro. Like, this has been wild. Like, forget this nigga be here sometimes. Like, oh, shit, my nigga's here. Oh, what's up? Then we get in a random deep conversation. And then we randomly start joking about shit. This shit's awesome.
I got more to say. At Face, we could talk after we, you know, get offline. But life is good, man. A lot of EEs and shit. You know what I mean? And with that being said, man, I don't know who got the first topic, but I feel like it's me.
Yeah.
So I'm not even about to waste time getting into it. I'm gonna just go ahead and kind of lay y'all my premise down, and then just kind of let the conversation go however it happens to go. If that makes sense. Y'all with?
Yeah.
Well, let's do this motherfucking shit. Let's talk this motherfucking shit. All right. So my topic this week is I've been dealing with a lot of when I say relationship, like, I mean, whether that be business, mm-hmm. whether that be familial, or whether it comes down to a situation of them. But I'm more just talking on general relationships, like your relation to another human being in general, right? And I'm finding that in all three of those aspects, honesty is like leading the way for me right now. So I just wanted to highlight some ways that honesty could be there and then see what y'all thoughts are on the topic. When it comes to everything, whether it be legalese, whether it be your ability to hold down a car note, a house note, whether it be your ability to hold down a relationship, whether it be your ability to hold down whatever, right? I feel like it comes down to the trust and loyalty that you have, and that starts with the you have between you and the other party, right? So my premise is that honesty is the number one factor to whether or not any relationship will be effective. And I have three ways in which I'm willing to back it up. So I'm going to start with in business, right? When it comes to keeping things above table, it always leads to more prosperous and long lasting partners. So what I mean by that is, if me and another person I'm doing business with, say we both going in and we're investing into a nightclub person or a restaurant or some type of establishment where people have to come in and pay money to get some type of mm-hmm. strip club, whatever the case may be. What happens is, the more honest I am and above board I am, the more likely this person is to actually be able to communicate with. First of all, because sure. they're going to understand my exact position at any point throughout this process. Because what happens is, business, you may go in for, say, me, you, and Pat, Faith, right? We go in for $10,000 a piece. That's $30,000 we're going into this business on, whatever. Whatever the business is. Food truck, whatever. Alright? And then some shit comes up. We got to spend an extra expense, right? Mm-hmm. Now, at that point, it goes past business, goes to how much do I trust you and how much do I feel loyal enough to you to be willing to spend this extra. Because at that point, I could just say, you know what, I'm going to fucking pull out, y'all find somebody else to invest in this, and y'all figure it out. Or I could keep it going, and I can add in this extra money, and we can keep it going, right? So, at any point, the ability to keep it above board and me to be able to tell you my exact feelings on this business decision, my exact feelings on the next steps of this business decision, mm-hmm. that is going to influence our future in depth. Because if I do you right by that, right? So say I tell you, hey, this is how I'm feeling, this, that, and the third, da, 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 da. We decide as a group, because of what I said, we're going to keep on going. Because, like, we all believe that this is going to be the next thing. Cool. We do it. Da, 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 da. Because I spent that money, but because I was honest with you, the next business venture, you're going to be more inclined to say, you know what? When I go into this next investment that I got, I'm going over here, I'm about to buy a new restaurant next.
Yeah.
I paid for this theater, I'm going to pay for this restaurant. The first person you will call is me, because now you're like, okay, for one, his money good.
Yeah.
But for two, it's a lot of people money good, but are they good?
Yeah. Exactly.
This nigga kept it real with me when he could have said whatever and blew smoke up my ass and made me feel great about this investment. It won't. But he told me what he felt. Now we still agreed to do it, but because he the truth, I'm willing to spend money the next time because I know it to the day. Good and the truth. A lot of people got good money. It's, mm-hmm. it's hella money on the street. Their ability to keep their integrity, their ability to do what they said they were going to do, or their ability to admit whatever, mm-hmm. even when it may not be comfortable for the rest of the investment.
Yeah, I would say, like, especially from past experience, looking at all these people, all business owners around, like, the consistent availability of you being honest, being upfront with the money, and everything over and over again in the past. And like, I never had problems with this person before. He's always been on time with certain things and whatnot. It'll almost be out of the question to even question if he's good, if we should do further investments in that situation. Because it's like you got to the point of being comfortable with that person with business. In general, like, I know for a fact this person do good business because I've been doing consistent good business with them so far. Exactly. And usually with that involves being honest, that involves having your book straight and everything, and also, you know, paying people on time and stuff like that too, or whatever. So, and even if the first business fails or whatever, it's just the simple fact, because businesses fail all the time. And what I've been with these business owners and millionaires been telling me that
most of them,
your first business
it's
always
about
fails
hitting
first.
The biggest lick,
yeah,
that then pays for all of the failures.
Exactly.
It's just like the record business. Like 90% of them artists fail,
mm-hmm.
but them 10% that do succeed, they succeed so much they offset the cost of those 90% that fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all business is. But go ahead.
And then it's the amount of, like, and then it's basically multiple forms of income. That's it. That's pretty much it. Most people think because they're a rapper, they're getting stuff off of their rap money. Rap money, for most of these rappers, they're making more money off of maybe sponsorships or endorsements or all the other stuff they do outside of actually making music. Because making music is expensive, pretty much. You're another podcaster. If you another podcaster and you know how expensive it is to actually podcast, making music is pretty much twice as much as that. Like maybe probably 10 more times more than that. Because you know, you have the engineer and the artist itself. I'm ranting. But and what I'm saying is with that is that even with those most rappers that are on now is because they had some kind of hustle that they're being for off of them being a musician. And the businesses, majority of these people that have successful businesses is because off of the strength of the other successful businesses they already had set up. Like they have a bread and butter business that no matter what, I know it's coming in. And then you have your other side project, one that looks like it's about to hit, one is a little struggling, you know, things like that in general. But it's all built on, I trust this person because this person has been honest with me. And this team of people who have been honest with me and consistent for a long period of time.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. Faith, you got anything on that before I go to the next reason why I think that honesty is the number one driver of relationships?
Move on, my brother. Move on.
Indeed. So we go through. So that's business, right? And when we talk about familiar relationships, so we talk about familiar relationships, friendships, like those relationships that are more platonic, right? Honesty becomes the glue that holds you together by accountability, right? Like the best friends that I have usually hold me. They are willing to tell me, hey, you're a little off right now. Like, one of the reasons that Faith and Pat have made it 20-some years of my life is because they're both willing to tell me the things that I may not want to hear, but I need to hear in that moment to drive me to the next place. So it may not be that comfortable thing, but it's that thing that's like the uncomfortable truth that like makes you, oh, you know what? You're right. I'm tripping. You know what I mean? And because they're willing to tell me that, that truth, that honesty, it leads to more trust. Because if you're willing to tell me my fuck up, then I know when you're telling me that I'm doing something good, or you're telling me I'm doing something great, then I know that it's coming from a real place. Because you started from a place where you're willing to tell me the negative. Even if it hurts my feelings, you're still willing to give me that accountability of, hey, you're not doing that. That's not the move. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. No, why would you? Like, you're yourself short there. You know what I mean? Like, whatever the kick in the ass is that I need at that time, you're willing to give me that. So I know that the next piece is when you give me the blessing or the, like, praise, it's coming from that same place. Of, like, I'm willing to tell you the fucked up shit, so you know when I'm telling you the good shit. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think that that's a big piece of trust that comes into a family. Like, one of the biggest things that makes me feel close to my family is the fact that I feel like they're willing to be honest. They're willing to tell me the things that I want to hear, I don't want to hear, whatever the case is, they're willing to tell me those things. And because of that, I remain edified. That's familiar relationship. How do you?
Well, everything you said is true. I think what happens in if it is a situation in familiar relationship is that sometimes people become too familiar and they feel entitled to having a second, more than just a second chance to give them. They're like, oh man, you know, that's my friend. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Never tell the person how they're going to understand. You know what I'm saying? I think that's like the only other thing when it comes to familiar relationships. But the thing about familiar relationships is that a lot of times you've already have a bond with that person in general, so it's easier for you to trust them. You know, it's easier for you to open up to them in certain ways. Pause. So, like, that's just the, I would say that's just the gist of it here. I'd say out of all other relationships, that would be the one. Well, you know what? I'm going to stop right there. Because you haven't even brought up, you probably have one more relationship you want to bring up before I even say that statement in general, which was going to be like, a family relationship is, and friendship relationship is the easiest one to be like, if you don't. In a real relationship, in a real friendship, in general, you're automatically expecting honesty, because why would I lie to you? That's not going to help us. But I know you got one more relationship to go, so I need to see.
So that's the first two, but then when you get to the third, you get to the third, you're talking about marital or whatever your orientation. You know what I mean? Like your boo thing. I think that provides the boundaries for me. Like honesty provides the boundaries for me and like the communication structure that you're gonna use for your relationship. So like me being able to tell my woman what I like, don't like, I'm into, I'm not into, I'm turned on by, I'm not turned on. That provides a boundary list, a list of things that like I am comfortable with, but I'm not comfortable with, which gives the framework for the relationship for the rest of the time you're together. Like, okay, so these things are on the table. We can always discuss them. They are always an option. They are always something that could possibly, right? But then you also have these things that I'm just, they're non-negotiable. These things can't happen or we can't fall. Mm-hmm. And when you set those ground rules from the jump, I honestly believe that you place understanding that's kind of past where most relationships are. Like most relationships, they fail because it's a sense of either betrayal or resentment. Like mm-hmm. either if you're doing something that I'm not allowed to do or that I don't know about, or I'm betrayed by the fact that you did something I didn't know about and it affected me in a way that I wasn't prepared for. Right? So when you're talking about honesty, it provides that boundary framework where, like, you know from the jump, because I'm honest with you, that, hey, I'm into this, this, and this. If you are not, you have the option now to exit, as opposed to me blindsiding you and you finding out I'm into this because somebody else in the streets tells you, and now you're fucked up and you feel betrayed because now I've like lied to you or I've withheld something. But if I'm just honest from the jump and I just lay it all out, then we start from a baseline of like everything is here. Uh-huh. We both look at what's there and then we figure out if do we want to even proceed past this point. You feel me? And that point, everything is there. So now I know your boundaries. I know what you're comfortable with, what you're not. You know what I'm comfortable with, what I'm not. And now we have a framework of like, we start there. So now it's easy to go from there because you start with knowing my ugliest and my best. You start with knowing, hey, I'm cool with all these great things. I'm also kind of nasty like this. You feel like, hey, Sean, it may come a point where we have to go here. That's what I want. Now, are you cool with that? And then the girl has the option to then say, hey, yeah, I want that too. That might be great. Or she can be like, hey, that's past what I'm comfortable with. We go over here with it, all right? And you can negotiate from there. But it's just like any other transaction. Like, I think relationships shouldn't necessarily be transactional, but they should have the honesty of a transaction. Right? Mm-hmm. When I go to the store and I look at the price tag, it says blank 99. And then I also know that in the state that I'm in, has whatever tax plus whatever the tax or tax. Whatever the tax are, I know those things. Those are things that are readily available to me. I can process those things and understand that when I pay this, I'm getting this and I want this and this, that the value is there. If the value ain't there, I can decide I'm not going to pay that and damn. But I get the mod. Relationships should feel like it. Like when I'm with a woman, it should feel like, hey, all these things are what you like. I can do that. Or I can't do that. And then we go from there.
Then I can tax that ass. Pause.
Now that should always be a plus. That's women.
Pause. Or PC. Pause.
what I was saying. What I was saying. What I was saying is this. At times, whatever it is, the communication got to match up. Like, if you just keep everything above board, everything always goes well. And I find that to be true in all three phases of relationships that you can have. That there's a whole bunch of different things that work. Like, it could be a commonality. It could be, you got things like my ability to, like, our ability to just vibe, right? Our ability to have the same work ethic, right? But I feel like the thing that binds every relationship comes down to the honesty. Because I can work well with you, but if we don't have honesty, then now I don't trust you, and now I can't work well with you. Because now I'm always questioning your work ethic. I'm always questioning something about your work. That now makes it hard for me to believe that you're going to put the same work in that I'm going to put in, or that you're going to fulfill your end of the bargain on the work, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's familial, now it's, when it comes down to the shit that makes our family great, do I trust you to be there? Can I tell you the family secret? Can you be there when it's time to negotiate Pawpaw's funeral expense? Can I know that you're not going to steal from all of the family? You feel me? And mm-hmm. that shit happens. So, like, okay, you got that. And then on a relationship level, can I trust you to be there when I tell you the shit that I'm into sexually? Can I trust you to be there when I decide that I don't like this thing that you do? Are you still going to be ready to have this conversation? And that all stems from, like, the ability to have honesty, because honesty builds trust. Like, as long as you know what you're getting into, I can trust that you're going to be that thing. If you tell me, hey, I'm a liar, I'm a robber, I'm a cheater, I'm a stealer, and I know that at all times I need to guard my shit, but I'm probably going to respect you more because I now know that that's what you are. And I know that I got to guard my shit. So if you steal from me, that ain't you, that's me. I let you in knowing all of these things.
You came in with the Eddie Guerrero theme song.
Because I knew what you were doing. And you were very clear. And I think that all relationships work that way. Because, like, if I tell you, hey, as a business person, these are my end goals. Like, I think when you look at music groups with some boy bands and shit, they always fell apart because the dude that wanted to go solo never just had sat down with his homeboys and was like, hey, man, after about the second album, the third album, I want that to be my solo album.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all can do y'all solo album if you want. You do whatever you want to do. You can take the name and go do your own whatever, but I want to go do this. And if you tell them niggas that from the jump, the niggas got two albums to decide. I don't want to ever go solo. I want to always be a part of the group. I don't want this. I don't want to do this. But at least you give them niggas an option to then, and now you go from there. But, like, when you start from a place of,
well, I'm going to tell y'all niggas now, this is the podcast for three niggas. Plus three niggas.
Somebody said something to me today, and I don't remember. I don't remember if it was. I don't remember if it was one woman or another. It was the two women. And then I asked them something. And then they said something. And they was like, yeah, you know, because you know the podcast. And is that going to be around? It? Oh, I was like, oh. You gotta understand, the partners as well. Now, I might do some individual shit that might not last for 3 years. But the partners, I'm gonna be doing this shit when I'm not.
Forever, ever.
I pretty much plan on pulling up with y'all niggas. And that's whether we in the same phase or not. Because I figure technology when people get better, at some point we'll be holograms. And we'll be all sitting in the same room regardless.
Forever, so, ever.
Like it's certain shit that just makes sense. And I feel like the problem is like our friendship. That shit just kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we got 1,037 people that I feel like it makes sense to them too. So we don't bother them.
Hot technology, friendship and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't even on that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's my Wu-Tang talking really shit voice. I wanted a Gundam robot that looked like me that had missiles that
like
shoot out the...
Like,
that'd be cool. Almost, you know, just it still like got that Gundam feel. I like, I'm old school. I like that. And now
Gundam style.
This will be shooting out my dreads and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Gundam style.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought I had to do the robot.
Gundam
robot. I pressed the button, y'all.
Man, this is the first time I've had the button. So like last time, we just did the safety did ice cream.
Call that nigga Ted Bundy.
His mic.
I don't know what to do with my hands. Pause.
I can tell you what not to do while you're on the podcast.
Let's not go there, dear face. Let's not.
Yeah, for me. For me, it damn sure was. Alright, so
I think the
what one... alright, so first of all, the Ted Bundy. No, he didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said the butt. Pat is so glad to have a button. So I got, so he, this is the first time he got the board and it's working in front of him. So the last time, so it's only been two times me and Pat have been in the same space to record. It's only been, I think, one time me and Faith have been in the same space to record. On both of those occasions, there was no, the board either didn't exist or it didn't work. So there was no buttons for like people to push. Like the last time Pat was here, I remember the mic was like real low. Like it was just a whole bunch of like complications.
So like this more time, and then I was close, so you could barely hear what the fuck I was. So I sounded like this. If I was the playback, I apologize.
Yeah, he sounded like that. Okay, he's about to push the button again. But basically, the button won't work. And then Face was here, and then the button didn't even exist. I didn't have a board yet. So at the end of the day, if you get a bunch of sound, just know Pat is really excited to have the board in front of him, and it's actually working and functioning. So there are a lot of voices. Yeah,
I'm just waiting to talk about my
might be one of those. All that, but as far as my topic, that was pretty much where I wanted to go with it. Did you have one, or where we going with this?
Oh, well, Face ain't had no topic, but I mean, I could always talk some shit about everything else going on in the world like I love to do. But let's just go down the rabbit hole with Face and get on the Face brand. So, on my daily adventures, I went and got some food the other day, right? And, of course, I had to deal with a shitty-ass customer service person. And everyone knows I hate shitty-ass customer service. So, it just led me down this rabbit hole of thought, like, if you got to be shitty at your job, why come to work? If you wake up and know, damn, I gotta go to this motherfucking place, don't go to that motherfucking place. That solves your issue, and you don't have to cause nobody else no goddamn issue. Stay your shitty attitude having ass at home. Solve all of our issues. You know, it's this one motherfucker over in what's the donut place, man? Dunkin' Donuts, I think it is. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts over there in Petersburg, man. It's this one fat motherfucker that works in there, yo. I don't know his name, but I hate going in there because this nigga customer service is just deplorable. I just want to take this nigga and just throw him over the counter because that's how bad he just pisses me off. And not even what he says to me. It's what he says to everybody else that pisses me off. Like, wow. The attitude he gives is like somebody just snatched his drawers through his pants, through the pants loop, right off his body. Like, your attitude is just shitty for no reason. With everybody, white people, old people, young people, black people, just people, period. You don't like working with people. So why the fuck is you out working with people? I don't get it. Fat man, if you ever hear this, fat man, please quit Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts on Crater Road. No, Dunkin' Donuts on Wagner Road in Petersburg. Please, the fat black man that worked there, get rid of his ass. Because this shit is just horrible. Y'all are going to lose a lot of fucking business. I know it's just donuts and coffee, but goddamn, y'all still serving people that pay y'all money. Get rid of this motherfucker because his attitude is horrible. Next. Now, over in Blackstone, I might have said it before, but over in Blackstone, now it's Blackstone, Virginia, it's a Wendy's. Now, it's the most ghetto motherfucking ass Wendy's ever. Like, I think they was waiting for COVID, so they didn't have to open their doors no more. Because since COVID came and you didn't have to open the doors, these motherfuckers ain't opening inside the restaurant since. It's 2023. Open the fucking doors, nigga. Everybody don't need to go through the goddamn drive-thru. What the fuck is going on that everybody got to keep going through the drive-thru? Y'all motherfuckers don't open the door. Y'all niggas lazy as fuck. Lazy as fuck. And can't do math. How you got to register and can't do fucking math? The total 5-10, I give you 20-10. You going to look at the 20 and look at the 10 and have a problem. Bitch, if you don't get my damn money back.
Hey, I'm about to beat the shit off Pat. I'll be back. Hey, I'm about to beat the shit. Oh, shit. Man, that's too crazy. Nigga, nigga. Oh, nigga, we're about to stop this recording. No. Oh, nigga. Man, you lost your motherfucking man. Hey, I don't give a fuck. I'm funny this shit is, nigga. You got a little, hey. Nigga, you better get some bottom lip control, bitch. Fucking wrong with you, man? Nigga, just spit on me, man. Like a full spray.
Oh, shit.
Like a dusting. Bitch, I ain't no crop. Nigga, I don't want no fucking toilet paper. I ain't got to wipe my ass. This is a paper towel situation. At least a hand towel. Nigga treated me like a sorry bitch. Nigga didn't even give me a warm towel after. Nigga just fucking just. Man, what kind of shit is that? Pod Squad. Hey, look, man. I love my brother. We've been brothers 20-something years, man. But I done spent a lot of time in my life, man. It ain't been too many times in my life I've been spit on in this manner, man. This shit hard to process. Cause it was a full dust. It wasn't like a gleep real quick, like a that shit slipped between the tooth. It was like a nigga, what the fuck was wrong with you?
He's not used to recording. He's not used to having a partner recording right now. You gotta get used to it. So normally it would have gotta be right there when he spit.
Fuck away from me. No, you spray me no water, I think I'm gonna pass it. Ah, I'll shoot you. Oh, nigga, I would shoot the shit out of you. Oh, nigga. Oh, this ain't bring me no warm towel, bro. Oh, no, bro. Hey, man.
Did he bring you a warm towel?
Bro? Farmer Cole, but that bitch was soaking wet, and that shit came. Hey, man, bro, I'm going to tell you, man. You give a nigga a napkin or a paper towel, man. You don't get no nigga no damn toilet paper, no goddamn wet rag. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong? I'm glad.
Cat with his after sex antics. He'll wipe off with this.
Nigga!
I'm sorry.
Nigga! Do you understand why I'm... Yo. I'm holding my hands, bro. Literal, like I am grabbing my fingers between the other fingers, like this. Oh, what is happening in life? Where is my life dropped to? That this is my reality. This what that nigga people said. This can't be life.
Pat hit him with a dirty Sanchez and like, wipe yourself off. Clean yourself up. You're BD.
This can't be life. In the comments, with y'all. I don't know. I ain't never dealt with. I'm just.
It's all right, Penny.
Correct. Hey,
it's okay.
In Blackstone, Quentin is very deplorable. Yeah, it is. You turn your face the other way back. I feel like you're gonna laugh. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Just turn your face the opposite way. Just know that it's coming, because Pace gonna say some wild shit. You know what he gonna say. You know he gonna say some wild shit. I don't even know why you sit there and look at me when you like, nigga, we doing this. This is the third year. I know we ain't been in person a lot. I know it's the, you know, by distance, separated by brotherhood, but separated.
You know shit.
Oh, shit. It's gonna be the whole way out. Hey, little bro.
Finish the rant.
Oh, God, man. It took a bit of brother. I'd be like, your brother, he ain't doing that shit.
I really did. I did.
Oh, God, yo, if you spit on me, give me about a shit.
I understand.
I want y'all to know I'm crying underneath that. As more of a laugh, and I'm really crying. Like, it's sad. It's bittersweet. Because I know this nigga. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I needed that one. I needed that laugh. That was a good one right there.
The way that shit is going to shift, it's just going to be a fake deal.
I thought he would have hit me with the Hulk and Loki punch.
Yo! Oh, God! Holy God. Yo! You almost caught that, the just so y'all can see the real thing. I'm not fabricating. Like, this is really happening. this is all live and in color. Oh, this is one of the podcasts. Like, I don't remember the episode.
But the nigga Kevin Sage did a podcast where they were, and then they come a little, and then they said, you know, that shit went all the way. And
oh my god,
man, damn these damn glasses. God damn. This is gonna be the best episode we ever had. Yo, oh God. You know how people been telling us like you that one clip away from going viral? I really believe T is about to knock the shit out of Pat is about to be the clip of the century. Like, oh God. It's like clickbait, but it ain't. It's like the Pod Squad know, like, oh, these but it kind of almost went up. I just want y'all to understand, like, this is how real of brothers we are in this family. Like, it almost went way that way. Like, it was. Oh shit, I got real snot and tears. Like, that's how real shit just. Oh God. Hey, what are you doing, man? Go ahead and continue with your rant. Wendy was deplorable because.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be dirty and shit on the outside because you can't get inside because, like I said, the motherfuckers kept the doors locked since motherfucking COVID started. So. 2023, you would think you open the motherfucking doors. But no, everybody got to go through the fucking drive-thru. You know how long of a fucking day you motherfuckers had to drive to this motherfucking, like, I'm a quick pick something up quick before I go to the house. I got to cook something. I'm just get something to tie me over. But goddamn, by the time you get from the ordering to the fucking window, it goes on a tie it over to that. Damn, I'm really motherfucking hungry and I'm about to smash this shit. And then I'm still be hungry again. Like, what the fuck? They don't tie me over by the time you get through this dirty motherfucking line. Like, goddamn. Hire good motherfuckers. I think they just hire motherfuckers. And then hold up. These motherfuckers be outside drive-thru line smoking weed at the job. Like, nigga, I know it's decriminalized, but damn, have some tact to your shit. Fuck. Fire all these niggas. Matter of fact, close the restaurant down. Close the location. The Wendy's in Blackstone, Virginia. Close that bitch. Close the bitch down. Close it. Close that dirty motherfucker down.
Got the Wendy button gonna hit. Know that, yeah.
But that's all I got for my rant this week.
Well, I ain't mad at the rant, because I will tell you this. Have y'all noticed that fast food service in general? Not just at Wendy's and Blackstone, but just at fast food restaurants in general, it's kind of like lower. Like, you trash. Have certain places that are like still kind of good. Chick-fil-A's mainly being the one. But like, it's getting slower and it's getting more egregious in the way they treat you as far as like the base. Like, if you ask for a basic item, it's like, bitch. Let me all grab that goddamn honey pack, bitch. It's right there.
Yeah, I can't get down with the huffing and puffing. Like, motherfucker, you got asthma? The fuck is you huffing and puffing for? You need a pump on that asthma pump, bitch? You need some albuterol out of this bitch? Is that your problem? You need some goddamn albuterol? The fuck, you better take that huffing and puffing somewhere else. You at work, bitch. Do your goddamn job. Shit. If you don't want to, leave, goddammit. It's five other motherfuckers back there that can do this shit. Leave, goddammit. You ain't got to be here. Your boss pissed you off, leave. You ain't want to come into work, don't come in. Quit, bitch, and find something else. UPS hiring, goddammit. UPS is hiring. Like Biggie said. Shit. Niggas mad as shit.
Goddamn, nigga, you are. I'm trying to get a word in there, do I?
Oh.
That's why you couldn't hear us. I'm sitting over here talking like shit, right? And like, oh, this nigga, I can't get a word in edge rise, but you keep going because my shit on mute. I was like, damn, nigga, let me say, what? But did you ever think of, well, what happened?
Jesus.
Oh, man, nobody can understand what I'm saying. But anyway, well, on that kind of vibe, I will say, with the fast food going slower, right? I notice it's like no matter where you go, I go to Burger King, right? And you know how you're supposed to put in the mobile order. The mobile order supposed to make your shit faster, so you can just pull up and get your shit. Man, I put the mobile order in. I pull up. I still wait in the line a good 15, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. They tell me to pull the fuck up. And then I just sit in front of the line. While their time is on time for they look great, so they can get their little 92 or 93. And my black ass sitting up there with not a damn sandwich in sight. Just a Sprite that's half full now because I done been sitting out here 20 minutes. So now I done got thirsty, so I done drunk half of that. Now I ain't got the whole drink to go with the meal. So now I'm mad because, the whole drink go with the meal. That's why you order a large or a medium. It ain't really the fries. Like, you can have a medium, a small fry, medium fry, big fry, whatever. As long as you got the sandwich and some fries, you good. But it's the drink that kind of make the thing, because that determines how much you can wash that shit down. So if you order a big-ass burger, I order a fucking double impossible burger with some bacon. God damn it, I'm going to need a large drink. But now I done drunk half my drink because you done pushed me up forward. Can you please foot forward, sir? I don't want to fall forward. I'm going to sit here. Give my fucking food. You know I was coming. 80% of
that drink is. Quick question. On that order, you said a double impossible burger with bacon.
I don't eat
now, bacon. Is that fake bacon with the fake
burger? You know, goddamn fake bacon.
Oh, okay. So you mixing?
I can't eat beef and cheese. I can't eat anything that comes from a cow. Every other animal, I can fuck that animal up. I can eat a goat. I can eat a goddamn pig, a warthog, a meerkat. I can eat all of Lion King can get beat the fuck down with a burger. I can eat a baboon burger or whatever.
You can't wait for that dodo bird come back in a shake.
Nigga, what? That ain't none but a better Chick-fil-A sandwich. That's a thicker Chick-fil-A.
I heard it's good with honey barbecue sauce.
A thicker Chick-fil-A. No, you gotta put honey packets and ketchup. That's always a combination on chicken. Honey packets and ketchup. Or ranch and ketchup. One of those two and ketchup.
That Polynesian.
I ain't mad at Polynesian. Because you can go mambo sauce and ketchup. And Polynesian ain't nothing but mambo sauce like bastard cousin. It's like the mambo sauce without like two of the flavorings.
I like Hawaiian.
But it's his cousin. They definitely can. That and what's the what's the pink shit from Chinese food? The duck sauce.
Szechuan.
No, the duck sauce. Oh. And oui, like oui. The
what?
I think you talk about a bitch gave you a massage that you like too much. What the fuck wrong with you, nigga? What? Wee, nigga, what? We ain't finna talk about no wee-wees this evening. Ain't no dick talk tonight. No, not tonight.
We saying yes.
Ain't no Tecumseh.
With yes or C. We're not going to say it the French way.
Oui?
It's French.
No, that's yes, yes. Why would the fuck would you say it twice? Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. We just talked about not saying it. See, I told y'all we bringing that dick shit in here, man. I told y'all it's all in here. He found a way to sneak it on in there.
I said
we not gonna talk about it. Then here you go, Thomas. Oh, we no, we is yes. fuck are you gonna say yes, yes for? Yes, yes, y'all. You don't stop until the beat, y'all. Keep going. All right. Well, maybe that. That does make sense. But I'm just saying, in the context we talk about, that don't make no sense. Yes, yes. We just wanted to say we make the shit funny. He be trying to do that shit, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. He be trying to catch niggas off guard with that shit, trying to be funny. Huh, let me just throw a cock in here. Gotcha. Gotcha. You didn't even know we were going to talk about it. Like a jungle sometimes that make you wonder how that dick can go in. What, nigga? What? What you say? I gotcha. I know I'm exaggerating, but it's funnier when I exaggerate. What? Look at face. He looks happy about it. Look. That he is entertained. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? No, they like to laugh at your random dick talk. Not when they're laughing at.
That's the name of the new talk show.
What? Wee. Dick talk with Pat?
No. None.
His co-host is a nigga in a banana suit. and this nigga look like he got on yellow in the lights.
He don't have on yellow?
No.
I could have sworn this nigga had on yellow the whole fucking time.
It's tan.
Ain't he banana-ish?
Tan.
Dick talk.
Also take the color of sand.
DT with P.
That nigga banana color with eggplant lips.
Definitely.
What you said? BTB? What is that? Tuberculosis? DT with P. That nigga about to die?
You got a cough?
Nah.
DT with P?
You what? Nigga, what? You got COVID?
Not COVID. I said I had a cough. I ain't had no COVID.
Tuberculosis. Coronavirus.
Oh, shit.
They could be grunting like the man that fucked Forrest Gump mama.
On a positive note, now the gas station at the end of my street used to be owned by this other motherfucker, and he sold it to these other motherfuckers. Now these other new motherfuckers, they cool as shit. I love the customer service. Because when they see me walking to the store, by the time I get to the counter, they already got what the fuck I want on the counter. I ain't even got to say shit. I'm like, damn. I don't know if it's good or bad. Like, you know what I want, so you're trying to be good at your job? Or you know what I want, so you're trying to get me the fuck about the store that fast? Like, huh, your shit here, get the fuck about.
Well,
I don't know how to take it. But shit, I'm happy because it saves me some words and some goddamn time. So shit.
Big up to the other new motherfucker.
Big up to getting out my shit. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Back to the old motherfucker.
Ooh, ooh. Shawty low. I'm the mayor. Rock 40. No, mayor. Thank you. Been pulling gamer. Hello, hello, Nato, but where you from if you can't get it?
You know what'd be good, yo? But it takes some time to fucking do.
Hell a lot. God.
It'll take some time. I'm gonna fucking do like to go through all the episodes we got because on every episode we do this at least one time.
We just go through a
random song. Yeah, it just get a compilation of all the shits.
We need Jazz Jones, yo. Jazz Jones is the queen of that shit. I don't know who that Jazz Jones person really is in real life, but she'd do that for like all of all deaf shit. She put together all their compilations for them, like all of the random, like, okay, so this is all of. this all of the time CP did the who you finna try. No, I bet it ain't me. Who bitch it ain't me. Like talking about to him.
Have y'all ever seen that video?
The original. The who you with the big so. With the big nigga. He kind of looked like Nate Jackson.
No, I seen the big yeah.
We had on live.
Okay, bet. I couldn't remember if I put it on there. But yeah, but like Jazz Jones, we need a Jazz Jones because like that shit will take some time. Now I can work on it, but it's gonna take
I want a shirt with that big nigga on it. You know how motherfuckers be getting shirts with like Aaliyah on it and different motherfuckers on it and shit, like screen printed on it, getting that nigga with his saying on it. Who you finna try? Ooh, bitch, today.
I want the saying. I don't necessarily want the nigga on my chest. I don't want to walk around that big nigga on my chest nowhere. Nah, I'm good on that. Hey, man, I ain't about to wear that big nigga. Hey, man, that's all you play. I ain't about to wear no nigga. Fuck off me, nigga. Yeah, I ain't about to wear that big nigga on my chest, champ. I'm a rock that saying, though. That saying of who you finna try is hard, but the big nigga that's on there talking something, who bitch it ain't me? No, I ain't about to have that on the front of my shit.
Voice too high pitch for me to put on my shirt.
Only nigga that need to have that on the front of their shirt is a nigga that was his homeboy. If that nigga die, you gotta have a RIP shirt. But outside of that, who bitch? No, nigga, you ain't about to be on the front of my shirt. Who bitch it ain't me? No. Who shirt you finna be on? I bet it ain't mine. Who bitch it ain't mine?
Beep beep
chop,
beep.
Chop, beep. Chop.
No.
We was sending the emails and shit.
No. What you say? You want some Ewok?
I said, was that nigga sending an email or some shit?
To me?
No, he talking about the nigga that did the caps. You know what, Face? I don't know. The first time I saw it was on All Death when CP did that shit to hear. He was like, you like the nigga. Like, who you fitting to try? And I thought it was just some shit CP made up because that nigga be making up some random funny shit. But then I was like, let me just type this in. Caps. And this nigga popped up. This big nigga just popped up. And the only thing I can find when I type in the original is this loop of him just doing it over and over again for 2.5 hours. Just, who you finna try? I bet it ain't me. Who bitch it ain't me? Caps. Who you finna try? I bet it ain't me. Who bitch it ain't me? Caps. Who you finna try? I bet it ain't me. Who bitch it ain't me? Caps. Who you
think? Sorry, everybody. He's stuck in a loop.
The shit do that for 2.5 hours. So like it catch you because like the first like maybe a minute and a half, right? Mm-hmm. You be like, oh, this shit is hard. And then like the seventh minute, right? You like, okay, ooh, I like this. This is cool. Minute 14. You will throw that laptop, the headphones, and everything to connect it to it out the window.
Goddamn brick.
And cancel whatever subscription you got that made you be able to hear, who you finna try? Yeah. Wi-Fi be going and everything.
You trying too much.
Look at this nigga. Look at this nigga. Look at him. Well, somebody come and look at him. Look at this shit. Look at this. Somebody come and look at it. Look at it.
Goddamn cat, drink it up.
Look at it. Look at it. People that cannot see the podcast, I'm sure they are at a huge disadvantage. I'm sure they'd be like, what the fuck is these niggas talking about?
What are they talking about? Look at him. Who? Look at who?
He said, look at him. Look at who? Which one of them? It's three of them, man. Which one am I supposed to be looking at? And how do I? Who do you? What are they celebrating by distance?
But then he said they were celebrating by brotherhood. What the fuck is going on tonight?
Are they in the same space? Can you see these niggas? Are they together? You know who I, you know what the funniest part about, you know what the funniest podcast moment ever is? When I be in a random chat room in the Umar sector, right? And somebody uses my name, like uses the podcast name as if it's my name. Like I am the Podness, as if that's a title of something, like I'm the magistrate or I'm the potentate. I'm the partner. Like, no, I'm not the Podness. We are the Podness. I'm not the Podness. Like, it's not a thing, it's the people.
That's one and things like, are real
like,
people, not just voices in
Tiz's
head.
But that should be funny as hell, because like, you know, in the thing, they just see the little avatar and then they see the partner. So they be like, they think it's me trying to be like arrogant, like calling myself something like the Podness is a king of somewhere. Like, I am the Podness of Iraq. From here forth and forevermore. No, this is the group. It's all of us. It's the thing. It's the podcast. It's three of us. It's not, we are the Podness, not I'm the Podness. Not the Podness.
I am three and three is me.
Yeah, like
I am the Podness.
That is the funniest shit I run into. And I run into it a lot when I first introduce people, especially from the Umar sector. And I like say something in the chat room. And then like, obviously like whoever the moderator is or like the host be like, oh shit, what up the Podness? You know what I'm saying? Good to have y'all through here. And then somebody be like, yes, the Podness. You must be a great judge of character. You mean us? Which one of us? Like it's three of us. Who you talking about? Me? Talking about me, Tiz?
That's a fucking robot.
Are you talking about FaZe? No, I mean you. Aren't you the Podness of this group? No, I'm not the Podness of this group. I am one third of the Podness in general.
Which is a group.
But you would be surprised at how many times that happens. As if I don't know what country the Podness is a title in, but we are... We hold some type of a rank somewhere where people be like, oh, so you are the Podness? Oh, well, let me extend it.
Podness.
Do you know what the Podness is? I'm not a the.
Podness.
I'm part of the, if that makes sense. I don't have a special relationship to anything. It's just me. We just out here. We just chilling.
New Podness City.
Yeah, but we be on the top of it just floating. Yeah, living for the Lord. They said just enough. God damn. That's the button they get. All right. I'm complete.
All right, y'all. It's 11:32. If you want, we can start the good fuckery. I got some fuckery for you. And this is my radio voice. This is the Podness.
Let's do this.
And it's one third
of it's 11:32. So let's just do a fuckery.
A fuckery?
Like whatever your best fuckery of this week is, or good, whatever the best thing that you want to talk about out of your whole list of the fuckeries you've come up with, bring that and we'll do that.
Alright.
Because I'm going to go to sleep.
Well, y'all
want to
y'all
see my eyes? Damn right. Damn right.
Alright, I got one. I got one point. Alright. Are y'all familiar with the, do you want to do the whole intro and stuff? A good fuckery out on this shit? We'll just do the one good fuckery. So we can joke on this right quick. Episode 117? It's episode 117.
Good and fuckery!
Hey, all right. This is the good and the one good and well, ain't no good about this. There's nothing
wrong. It's just fuckery.
Uh-huh. Y'all familiar with the Zeus Network?
Ain't them the gay folk?
Yeah.
Them the gay folk?
Are they the gay folk?
I don't know.
Nah.
No, that's the ratchet folk.
Yeah, the ratchet motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. So Blueface?
Yeah, it does got that Blueface show and all that other ratchetness that be on there, and a whole bunch of black B movies.
Okay.
Yeah. So Floyd Mayweather is also an investor in Zeus. And now he actually has a new fight that's coming out. I think, let me pull it up right quick so I can give you the full information of it on Google.
Him and Jose, him and Jose Aldo, ain't
it? I believe the person was named Aaron.
Aaron Calmatango.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather, he's against Aaron Chalmers at the O2 Arena in London on February
25th. Aaron Scrotum.
Actually, that's like another week from now. But that's not the thing that tripped me
Dick
out.
Dick Majors.
What tripped me out was the undercard.
Who on undercard?
I don't know if y'all are familiar with these two, but Tommy Lee versus Natalie Nunn. Natalie Nunn.
I know Natalie Nunn. So you mean Tommy Lee, the man or the woman?
The woman.
From Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop.
Yes.
And Natalie Nunn.
Yes.
The short fat junk from Bad Girls Club.
That's a lot of cheeks in one spot. Then when I say cheeks, I mean big face and cheeks on the bottom. Like just a lot of cheeks in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bad Girls Reality TV has scheduled the face off for the world to see after entering an upcoming.
I think Tommy gonna win that one.
I don't know, man. You seen that?
I think they gonna beat the shit out of each other.
You seen Natalie Nunn?
Yeah,
she's
a
sad boy.
Oh, no, man.
She got the forehead and eye shots. Stay with me, Chin.
That bitch.
I really don't have no particular issue. I just want to joke about it. That girl, Chin, boy. That girl, Chin. She got the goddamn.
That girl, Chin. That girl, Chin.
That girl, Chin. Yes.
That girl, Chin is unbeatable, whatever.
Right.
But
unbeatable.
Yeah.
But this is the type of things you see on Zeus Network, wretchedness such as that. But you said Tommy Lee had got her their chance.
I would say yeah. I feel like Tommy Lee done fought more than the other girl.
I feel like if Natalie Nunn is able to pull off a headbutt.
Nah, she ain't gonna get that off. I feel like
the other girl.
It's gonna be one of them quick jumps. I'm gonna grab you by your hair and just keep olive whopping your shit. You ever seen Farrah Funeral and Miss Hustle fight?
Miss Hustle?
Have you ever heard of those two battle rappers? Miss Hustle and Farrah
Funeral?
If you've ever seen the fight between them two, you understand what I'm talking about. That's what I think it's gonna look like. I'm gonna look
that up. They got it on YouTube.
Yo, it's right on YouTube. Farrah Funeral beat the brakes off that bitch. She grabbed her by her hair and just like uppercut the fuck out of shit. Like, Farrah. It's the battle rap girls. Phara Funeral. And then Miss Hustle fight. And you'll see them. They in regular clothes, and Farrah Funeral is short as fuck. Miss Hustle tall. And Farrah Funeral grabbed her by her big ass head, pulled her down, and just started molly whopping her with uppercuts. And that was the fight. So, like, I feel like it's going to be one of those, like, where, like, Natalie might be, like, maybe the physically more dominant as far as, like, what should happen, but on paper. But I feel like on experience and, like, I feel like Tommy Lee is used to jumping on a bitch and beating the bitch ass. I don't know that Natalie Nunn, outside of words, has necessarily had a lot of physical altercations.
True.
So I always go with the experience and then go, like, when you know what could happen and you cool with it and you comfortable with it, I mean, you can take a punch. That means you willing to give a punch. You willing to go to that route as opposed to somebody who may not have done that and they may not be willing to go. They just may be just there. So I don't know.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I just thought it was funny that they had her up there. And then decided they, when they showed like the actual match, they showed that one picture of Natalie Nunn where it's just all.
Who else want to match with that?
Huh?
Who else want to match with that? That's the only picture she got. It's always all chin.
All chin, dog. Like,
unless you're talking about an Asian lady that live in a monastery, she gonna always have a big ass chin.
Look like M. Bison chin. Oh my god. She looked like the Crimson Chin from goddamn Fairly Odd Parents. Like
Sagat! Tiger, mm-hmm. Tiger uppercut. Tiger Sagat, knee.
Yes.
Tiger Sagat knee. Tiger uppercut.
Sweet chin music. That's
what Tiger. Means. Tiger. Yoga Flame.
Yes, it's because he actually does.
It's cold. Flame.
That's the reason why it stretched.
All right. Well,
that was my fuckery for this week.
Hey, well, there ain't no fuckery. It's a black business. Anybody got one?
I got a black business. I like to give a shout out to Official Chef Red. He was out there at the Super Bowl party this weekend. Dog, let me tell you, he red velvet.
Yo, them wings and them fries make you kick somebody in the face.
Yo, he made some red velvet waffles mixed in with Oreos. Now, I don't really be doing too much about that. And I'm not really a guy that do sweets too much. But that was the best tasting diabetes I've had in a while. That was some great, awesome diabetes or whatever. I would goddamn eat that diabetes almost every week. I can't do it too much. That was so much. That was way too much sugar. That shit be high as
eat that diabetes was way too close to eat that.
Pause. No. I said diabetes. Face, show your face, dog.
I just didn't know where you was going.
No, I'm not going there.
I'm like, oh, that nigga got a discount. All right. I'm tripping. I'm doing too much. All right. But no, on the real, them fucking wings, dude. Them wings will make you smack your mama and her sister and your grandma and pull your grandpa out the grave and smack him. Dude, like, that shit was the best fucking wings. And I don't, you know me, like, people who know me, mm-hmm. obviously y'all know me, but like people who know me know, like, I don't eat my wings with like any sauce on it or nothing. Like, I like plain fried wings. Well, these wings had sauce on it. And I don't know what the fuck sauce it was, but it was the best fucking, like, it was like this glaze. Oh, my nigga. I damn near, man, it will make you literally drop kick a buffalo. So yeah, anything face, and I mean anything past say past this, just know he ain't lying. And go get some.
You know, I'm extra picky about shit. So if I say a shelf is actually worth actually, you know, doing business with, you mean that, because I'm picky as hell. But Official Chef Red on Instagram, if y'all want to take a look at his work here. But and he's a Capricorn.
Always love, always a friend of the pod if you're a Capricorn. And damn, make sure you get the wings, because I'm damn sure about to get me some more the next time they have an event there where he's cooking. Mm-hmm. He's going to be my chef. Wings and fries. Order on me. My niggas. So, yeah. Get those. And after you get that, spend some money with us. You want to give us money, just go to $PODNATIZ1. That's $PODNATIZ1. And you can send us money that way. Or you can also go to Spotify, sign up for a membership for $4.99 a month, or buymeacoffee.com and give us and donate for as little as up to a dollar. And then if you want to give us money and get some back, face how they be doing that shit. Well, what you can do is you can go to rtradeclothing.com. Yes, that's rtradeclothing.com. Yes, make sure you get the website. That's rtradeclothing.com. That's A-R-T-R-E, clothing.
Dot damn com.
And we will never spell clothing because
Facebook is just
way back. And you should be smarter than that. And after you spent your money and you bought your great clothing, and you want to send us your pictures of you and your gear. Pat, how do they get in touch with us every week?
As you can see all around the screen, there's multiple ways to get in contact with us. The main and easiest way is the @thepodnas. That's @thepodnas. And you can use that with any of the social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. I know it's one more that I just seem to forget. It was TikTok.
Facebook.
TikTok. And on Facebook, Tiz, FacePat are the partners.
And that's it. And we've given y'all another episode. This has been a wild one. Visual watchers, people who watch on YouTube or Spotify, y'all are going to enjoy this. People who listen only, God bless you if you make it through the entire episode. I understand if you don't. But this is one of them ones for the people who are like actually like kind of hear why this is going down and kind of see it. Yeah, it's a lot of visual shit happening that we're responding to. So yeah, we apologize, but we continuing to improve. We're working on it. We're working on it.
Sarcastic shit in the background with this monotone voice while we're going through the podcast. It's hilarious.
Indeed. And this is the first time that we've actually been in the same room at the same time doing the podcast. So it's a new experience. It's some new things to get used to, but we about this bitch. And we love y'all. God bless you. God keep you. God save you. Now, as the Lord goes between me and thee, please make sure you have a blessed week. And as always, peace, motherfucker!
If I talk, I'm going to have to... Hey, I'm going to have to... Oh, shit. Oh, that's crazy. Hey, bitch.